Intern Leo, Dave the Producer, Stu News Laguna, Dennis the Surf Reporter, hey dude, lots of local bands, and Leo's clothes. It's Mornings with Tyler Russell on KX93.5.
KX93.5, very happy now to be joined by Bernie Taupin, a famed songwriter for Elton John, who has moved his lyrics into works of art, who is showing a bunch of stuff at Coast Gallery this weekend in Laguna. Bernie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Well said.
Thank you. Was that good? Was that right?
Oh, you put it in the right perspective.
Would you say that? Are you using some of your lyric writing ability and transitioning to art, or is it a whole different skill, or how is it related?
Well, I like the way that you said that, sort of putting it into my art. I mean, the basic thing is that they both my songwriting and my my artistic endeavors both come from the same place. You know, they both come from the imagination. So there isn't really that much of a stretch between the two. You know, one just happens to come out sonically and the other comes out visually.
Right. Would you say that your lyrics and your art are equally abstract, or is your art a little more abstract than your songwriting?
Well, I think the art is far more abstract than the songwriting because it comes from the abstract expressionistic field, you
right.
know. But I think also you can say that about a great percentage of my songwriting, too. I mean, I've always been known to be a little left of center, you know, as far as my lyrical content.
I think
in the same way as the art, I think it's intended to make people use their imagination and think. And I don't really like to over-explain things because I think that's the beauty of it. I think it's great to let people use their imagination and come up with their own conclusions.
Although there are, I would argue, a lot of, even though it is kind of left of center, very metaphorical things in your songwriting. So clearly your art must have some sort of maybe metaphor meaning that you intended, perhaps.
Yeah, I think what I've always tried to do is cover a lot of space in a short amount of time as regards songwriting. And in the same way with my canvases, you know, my canvases are fairly large, and I've always and I think that's a metaphor for the songs too, because the songs start out in a very sort of compact kind of way.
Uh-huh.
And the beauty of the art is there's a much bigger canvas to work on. So there is a slight difference there. But again, as I say, they both try to convey feeling and stories and ask people to utilize the imagination.
Maybe you just like things big, because we just played Tiny Dancer and I realize it's 6.5 minutes long. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, hopefully that, you know, we did a few things where we broke the mold and allowed people to stretch out a bit with their imaginations. But, I think one of the things that we did do was break the mold in the length of the, you know, quote unquote, average rock pop single. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. Okay, again, if you're just joining us, Bernie Taupin's on the line, famed songwriter for Elton John, and I will use my symbolism again, transitioning his lyrics into art this weekend. Everything's being shown at Coast Gallery, which is at 540 Coast Highway, Suite 100, starting today, actually. So why Laguna? I know you have the ranch up near Santa Barbara. How did we end up down here with the artwork?
Well, Laguna's just on the radar of the people that sort of take my art around the country. They're the professionals. You know, I put myself in their hands. So
okay.
Laguna, I'm happy to come down there, but again, is another stop on our exhibition run that's been going around the country for the last year and a half.
I think you'll find a very warm welcome here, like some of your more successful shows, the very artistic, creative community who's really excited to have you. So it should be good when you make a couple appearances this weekend at the gallery, I think.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, and there are certain areas that I am fully aware of, like Austin, that I know has a great art community, and I'm aware that Laguna has the same sort of reputation.
Right.
So as an artist, I'm very appreciative of that.
Great. And you are indeed going to show up a couple times this weekend, right? Can people say hello to you at
the gallery?
Oh,
absolutely. Yeah. No, I'm heading down there. I'll be getting down to Laguna probably sometime early Saturday afternoon, and I know we have an exhibition, you know, a show that I'll be in attendance at on the Saturday evening, and I think I'm there Sunday too. You know, and obviously I'm happy to say hi to people. I do discourage people from bringing sort of bags full of memorabilia because it's not a memorabilia deal.
Like an Elton John cutout that they want you to sign?
Not really warmly welcomed.
Okay. There are several locals who know you, have maybe met you. I actually got a call this morning from Chef Amy, her sons Bodie and Dogan Martin, and they want to say hello. Their husband Scott used to train your horses. Are you aware?
Oh, Scott Martin?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I know Scott. That's terrific.
They want to know if you still have their horse Pacos.
No, I'm afraid I don't. You know, I had to wind the horse thing down a little because my neck wasn't appreciating it after about 20 years of competitive, you know, riding, and I'm just wrecked now from it. So I have to live vicariously through my 7-year-old daughter who's just kicking butt on a horse.
Also, I have in studio a man that you met once at a concert. His name is Michael. He basically snuck into an Elton John concert once,
right,
and you happened to be there. And I believe he climbed up on the piano. Michael, do you want to tell this story really fast?
Yeah. Morning, Bernie. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good. First of all, congratulations to your new artwork or your new artistic endeavor there. And also, it's a privilege and an honor to talk to one of my heroes. But I want to tell you a quick story. At the Staples Center, the Rolling Stones were playing. It was a free show that night, some kind of benefit. And I snuck in and I sat next to you and your wife or your girlfriend. And I was started talking to you about jumping on Elton's piano at the Forum. Mm-hmm. And then it was kind of like, don't interrupt me. I'm listening to the Rolling Stones.
How old were you then?
It was about 10 years ago.
Okay.
But anyways, and then the Stones came back on and they went right into Love Train. Do you remember that?
You know, I don't, my friend.
No.
I'm sorry. I have a very shaky memory, so don't feel offended if I don't remember moment of my life.
That must happen all the time, Bernie. Bernie, do you remember that time that you signed my thing at Starbucks? I know.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I've had people come up to me and said, hey, remember me? You know, I met you backstage in Auckland, New Zealand in 1973. You know, and it's yeah, sure. Okay.
That's great. And you probably saw the Stones 100 times. But this is the deal. At the Forum in 1999, the face-to-face tour, I jumped on Elton's piano, and he shook my hand with one hand while I'm standing straight up on his piano, and I look into the audience, and Bob Dylan and Elliot Mintz was looking at me. And then I jumped 5 feet on the Billy Joel's piano. He said, coming in, kamikaze soy bomb, slap me 5. And then I jumped into the stage. And I don't think anyone's ever done that to Elton before.
It's all true, apparently.
Well, you know, that's probably true, but it's also probably true that I wasn't there.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. I'm sure you get plenty of this, Bernie. I just thought it was kind of entertaining.
No, that's great.
Yeah.
Bless his heart.
Love you, Bernie. I'll see you
too,
Saturday.
Take care now.
Appreciate it.
Okay, so again, Bernie Taupin's at Coast Gallery this weekend. In fact, the exhibition period starts today. Coast Gallery is at 540 Coast Highway. Many of his very abstract, very cool canvased art is going to be showcased. You can see it and then perhaps meet the guy this weekend when you show up.
Well, thank you, and I really appreciate you pumping it.
No, of course. It's our honor to have you on. We really appreciate it. We look forward to you coming to Laguna Beach this weekend.
Well, I thank you, too.
All right, Bernie. Thanks so much, and have a great morning.
Bye. You too. Okay, man. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
Only FM.
Only FM.
Only FM.